Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
Thanks for joining me on another show. My guest is somebody that I've had on before. She does something called channeling. But it's not channeling like for a group of people. It's more of an individual. Plus, she does some kind of art therapy as well. And she's teaching personal growth and healing. She does a lot of healing. Her name is Rosalind McGrath from Marquette, Michigan. How are you doing, Rosalind?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Now, originally, you're from, what was it you told me, New York? Was that where you were from?
Yes, I grew up in New York.
In the city, was it?
On the edge of that, in Bayside, Queens.
Okay. And you've been in the Marquette area for how long now?
17 years.
Wow. So, Rosalind, you have this ability, right? You would call it an ability or a gift, or how would you define it?
It's an ability that I chose to develop.
Oh.
And through that choice and access that I've had to wonderful teachers that's helped bring out that skill and, give me more facility with it.
Mm. And so what do you help people with?
Really, it can be something they're going through emotionally in their life. It can be physical ailment that brings them. Because everything is related, it doesn't really matter what arena it's in. I don't seek to replace, regular medical help, but mm-hmm. there are a lot of things that we can do for ourselves that increase our overall health, our ability to heal, and our ability to really enjoy our life and direct it more towards what we want.
Do you believe life should just be about joy for the most part?
Absolutely. I mean, it's not like, I don't know if you'd know what joy was if you only experienced that.
Oh, so you're saying I need some of the other, you're telling me.
It'd be hard, if you only had one color, how would you know what color it was?
That's my favorite color, the one color. I like that color.
But I do believe that we can have more and more of that joy and that it doesn't get boring.
Mm-hmm.
And that it can be punctuated by contrast to that, but that still serves us to move forward and they're great opportunities.
Well, I tell you the truth, Rosalind, I live for those moments of great joy. And if I could be in that state of mind all the time, I don't think I'd be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because I've done enough of the other stuff. And for the most part, I'm pretty upbeat and happy most of the time. But the moments that you get into that state of grace, I don't know how to define
mm-hmm.
it. And you just feel this great love and joy. And to me, that's what exists in the universe. Is that something you feel as well, Rosalind?
That's a great description. And as I listen to you talk and it brings me the sense of that,
mm-hmm.
go, yeah, when we're in that state, we don't tend to see ourselves as separate from other people or nature. We
mm-hmm.
really feel more part of everything.
Right, absolutely.
And that doesn't mean that necessarily anybody else is around.
Right. It could be by myself. It could be others around me. It's
mm-hmm.
the frame of mind and the feeling you allow to come over you. To put you into that state, and I can't say I'm always in that. And sometimes it takes me getting away from things and getting quiet. Other times, maybe just being around people that I truly love being around that are the same way, mm-hmm. kind of like lift you into that.
Yep. And our emotions are this barometer that's like hot, cold. Are you moving closer to that state that you want? Are you moving further away from it? And the goal of my work is to help people become more and more capable and likely to go into those states. We can't plan and now you're going to feel like this.
Right.
But whatever will bring that next step forward towards that.
And with what you do, and I guess others that I've talked to, we can't move into that if we don't let go of some things that we're hanging on to. Is that part of it?
When your energy is tied up in something that happened that you don't like, you know, whether it was last week or last year or, you know, many years ago, then that's energy that you could be putting to better use, that you could be enjoying. And generally, you know, it's like a form, really, of self-punishment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, many times it can have to do with, you know, somebody else's choices that you didn't have control over. And then you're carrying it around with you, you know, if you haven't let go of this. And who's getting punished? You, you know?
Right.
And
right.
Who's doing it? You.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sure we've all done this. And often there is an element of self-forgiveness that needs to happen.
Forgiveness of self, forgiveness of others.
Well, one's forgiveness of others, but also of oneself. Often there's some level of, gee, I let myself get in that situation. Or I didn't handle it the way I would have liked.
Right.
Or, you know, these ideas of being such a perfect person.
Don't exist.
You know, that the person how you responded in a case may not be an issue to the other person at all.
Right.
May or may not.
Right.
But you may not have forgiven yourself. And that, I have to say it, that often is a stronger tendency in women.
Really?
I do see it in some men, but I see overall women have a harder time letting themselves off the hook because there's just a tendency to take things in more.
And why do you think that is? Is that our culture, or are women more sensitive, or what would be your answer?
I don't really know. You know, I don't have the breadth of experience, you know, culturally, other places, and so on, to really say. But my sense, I often see people, you know, women taking in rather than pushing energy out.
Mm.
And this is certainly not 100%. And, you know, I've seen the mix both ways with men and women. But overall, and maybe it's, you know, natural, maybe it's our culture, maybe it's a combination, I can't say, but there is that tendency.
Now I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, often it's helped to let that person know, whatever gender, is this, especially, you know, with people who are very obviously compassionate, is this how you would treat a child?
Mm-hmm.
You know, would you expect them to be so perfect
right.
all the time?
Right.
No, you accept that, and we're always learning and growing, so we need to be able to extend that kind of compassion to ourselves.
Too. I find, too, at times that, you know, there's a lot of balance in things, and some people are too sensitive. And I've been in that state myself, and so we got to bring it back up the other way. And then some people are not sensitive enough, and so when you're too sensitive, that's good because you're going to pick up. But then you're going to be too sensitive towards yourself. That's kind of the way I define it.
I guess, you know, there's another meaning of sensitive too, or a little different take, which is sensitive as in very aware of energy.
Mm. Right.
And so you can feel that very deeply,
mm-hmm.
and that's a wonderful gift.
Right.
But then if you take all of that personally,
then you got some issues.
That's where it's that other side of sensitive where, you know, the way I was brought up,
mm-hmm.
when someone said you're too sensitive, that's what they meant.
Right. And it hurt your feelings.
Yep.
And now you don't have a problem with that?
I don't take so personally how.
So if I say, Rosalind, you're too sensitive.
I haven't heard that in such a long time. I just probably have a puzzled look on my face.
Well, that's a good thing, TJ. That's right, I am. You better believe I am too sensitive. I sense everything.
To understand that other people are responsible for how they respond to you.
Right.
You put out your best effort, but you can't control where the lens they're seeing through, where they're
mm-hmm.
coming from,
absolutely.
How they take it, and realizing, gee, which I did say recently to my husband about a situation, and with someone that I really don't know. This was in a business issue regarding my publication. And I said, you know, I didn't create his issue, and I can't do anything about it.
Right.
So I'm just, you know, turning my head. I'm not going to pay any more attention to this because it really isn't about me.
No.
We always think it's about us, right?
No, and you think maybe, is that the ego kind of pointing it back towards us? Oh, this is about you. This is about you. The little ego voice around us that wants to tell us how important we are. And if we just realize we're all part of the same, mm-hmm. we don't need that little fella or woman. If it's a guy or a gal, I don't know what it is, but it's always going, yes, TJ, it's about you. It's about you. Okay. No, it's not. It's not about me at all. So what kind of people do you work with? Do you have people that have physical ailments, or is it more of a mental or combination?
I see people come to me more often seeking emotional shift.
Mm.
But I have also had people's, you know, some people's starting point be the physical. And the emotional comes along with that, because often I will pick up a piece that's related to do with their emotions.
And how do you go about picking this up?
It tends to happen naturally. Say I'm doing some energetic healing with somebody, and so I'm in a more sensitive state, the state of aware of energy,
right,
when I do this work. And in lightly touching the person's body or being in their energy field with the focus totally on them, there are places that will feel like, ooh, over here by the elbow, it feels like prickly and angry.
Hmm.
And I may start to get a sense of what that's about or not. Usually, I might mention it to the person and see where they go with it, because it's the collaboration that's important. It's not about me from on high giving the
right.
This is so. It's what how they take in the information and how they deal with that.
You're just being of service to people.
Yep. So I guess it's really intention. And then there is also work that I do, intuitive counseling work, where I'm using my intuitive skills to pick up on what's going on in an area that someone wants help with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might be career, might be relationship. Those.
So it could be just on anything that people could seek counsel.
It really could be anything, yeah.
Now, when you do channeling sessions, mm-hmm. explain again how you do that.
I set my intention. And as I say this, I realize, gee, it seems so simple for me,
mm-hmm.
and it may not be for
mm-hmm.
somebody else.
Right.
It's an outgrowth of my experience and capacities that were dormant in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that we all have different kinds of intuitive skills that may be dormant or active in us. So by my choices, things that I've learned have brought this out more and more. So now, if I sit down to channel for somebody, my intention is that whatever energies will be most helpful for that person and their needs at the time be what comes through.
Mm.
And I ask my personal self to go out and play in the yard. I am aware of what goes on. I am a conscious channel.
But you have to release something. I have to
shift gears, where the dominant factor is these energies that are not my personality.
Okay, now can you describe these energies?
Mm-hmm.
What is this and where is it coming from?
I always ask the person to ask that during their session, if they want to know exactly what's coming through. So I've heard different answers.
Mm.
You know, I mean, overall, it's coming from the universe. My spiritual team has to be involved for the translation process to happen.
And you say your spiritual team, what is that?
And so the way I see it in my perspective is spiritual guides and angels and teachers.
Okay.
And the other person's spiritual team must be involved. I'm asking to connect at a deep level with that person. There are times I've channeled very specifically an aspect of Mother Earth. Mm. I have someone who's come to me regularly for channeling, who has sometimes requested the overall energy of Marquette to speak through.
Hmm.
So it is somewhat open to request. There must be some personal resonance in me to what energies come through. I don't look to focus on a certain, some people channel where a certain guide
right.
or teacher,
right.
because I'd rather it be broader so that it can adjust to that person's
whatever.
Attention.
Yes, it leaves it all doors open. And I know people, I've talked to people that channel, and I've been around it, and I've read about it. And they usually focus on a specific thing, like you say. And so what's unique about you is that you go through all avenues. And for those that are maybe not familiar with channeling, some people might be afraid of that, right?
Certainly.
And how would you describe with this process? What's going on with that?
I only channel what is for the highest good of the person.
So you could pick up a darker being if you wanted to, perhaps.
I don't see why you couldn't. I can't really imagine why someone would.
Right.
Because that would feel really yucky.
Right. Well, there are those who have intentions maybe that go in another direction.
Mm-hmm.
But
whatever channels through, the channeler is going to experience the energy of.
Mm-hmm.
And the darker and the denser that energy, then the more density you experience during that time. And it's hard for me to imagine why someone would really want that unless they're coming from a place of feeling so low that feels better.
Mm-hmm. They're drawing that vibration. We got to take a break. Rosalind McGrath, what is your website?
It's Intuitive Learning Creations with an S on the end, .com.
All right, we'll be right back.
Out there.
You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's.
Can I have the drumstick?
The weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going, son?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
It's out there, out there, out there, out there.
Her name is Rosalind McGrath. She's out of Marquette. It's intuitivelearningcreations.com. She's been on my show before. And what we're going to do, and we talked about this in the break, is that, boy, a lot of things are happening in the planet. And I thought it'd be kind of neat if you wouldn't mind putting you to the test. And maybe you could channel the Earth energies, if you don't mind doing that, Rosalind, later
sure
in the show.
I would be very happy to.
I think, we look at those tornadoes that went through, the worst ever, or some of the worst in a long time. And you, do you feel there's changes going on?
Well, I can't help but notice them.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because I'm not the most curious person.
Right.
That's probably why I'm not the interviewer.
Mm-hmm.
At least not that I don't get curious about some things, but I don't ask a lot of questions about what's going on.
You don't get tied up in that, do you?
No, I don't.
You save your energy for other things, which is good.
And at the same time, the people who come to me, because of the questions they ask, I learn.
That's how you learn about what's
going
on. You know, it's probably good, too. And they say you really shouldn't be focused. But unfortunately, in my job, I have to listen to the news every day and be a part of the media. And I also have to stay up on things so I can talk about it when I'm doing my radio end of it. And that's why you and I have talked about, I kind of feel like I should get out of that. Because it really is keeping my focus not where I want it to be. Even though it's not a horrible thing, it takes up X amount of hours a day and so many hours a week. Moving on, though. Go ahead.
Can I say one second? Because the last channeling I did was actually for a small group of people. And one of the questions had to do with dealing with a job in the news.
Mm-hmm.
And being exposed to that all the time and wanting to stay positive and how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so some advice came through specifically for this person.
Mm.
But one of the first things that came up, and you most likely do this already or at least to some degree, we're talking about in another context, of sharing the love in your heart as you speak,
mm-hmm.
whatever words about that. And I would imagine that you could, you know, our imagination is a powerful tool. If you think of your ears as ears of love.
Ears of love.
Ears of love.
So when I hear these things, and you know, so you realize too, if you step back from it,
mm-hmm.
you see what's going on. It's all part of creation, and it's all part of the play, the mm-hmm. great play that's going on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And people are experiencing their own reality
mm-hmm.
as they choose. So when you realize that, you kind of go, okay, well, that's what it really is going on here. And there's also other things going on. So, but that's a good point. Thank you very much. Personal growth and healing at the People's Fair. That is coming up in July, right?
Yes.
July 16th and 17th. What do you do there?
I will be offering individual sessions. I can work with energy balancing. I can do readings with people. If someone's interested, I could also do some channeling there. If a few people want to come together and do a little group thing, we can do that also.
Now, have you ever channeled for somebody that said they had lost a relative? Could you help them in that way?
I have done a little bit of that. It's not my preferred mode.
Okay.
I prefer to assist them in any issues they have around that. And then if the individual who passed wants to speak through me, I have had that included as part of it.
Mm.
I don't focus on that. One, I'm not always sure it's the most healing.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it can't be healing.
Right.
But that maybe that is not the highest source of information
mm-hmm.
for the issue going on.
Perhaps.
And I have, we were talking about energies getting denser, you know?
Right.
And generally what I channel is such a high vibration that shifting to the energies of human personality that's moved on is actually heavier energy.
No kidding, yeah.
And a lot of emotion moves through
mm-hmm.
to do
mm-hmm.
you know, with the relationship. And so it's not as much fun.
Right. Well, and also if you're an upbeat, happy, joyful person,
mm-hmm.
it's got to bring you down. And I think people, I still don't completely understand that, but it seems like there's so many levels out there, right?
There are. I'm sure many more than I'm consciously aware of.
And so people will say to me, well, I talk to somebody at their highest level, you know, when they maybe channel or connect.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's probably the best way to go because you're receiving, you know, receiving something that is not wrapped up. When we leave this state, let me put it this way,
mm-hmm.
we can go many, many other places. Would you agree with that statement? That we can go, there's a lot of levels, a lot of stairs to climb.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about it.
Do you know that's something you don't?
Other than my sense, well, I shouldn't say that. My sense from an experience we had is that there is definitely meeting with higher level beings and higher level of beings that we've known on Earth, and a time of even recovery and rejuvenation from having gone through an earthly life.
Mm.
And I certainly don't mean to sound negative about it. There have been wonderful moments of having someone whose past come through.
Mm-hmm.
But I it's not my area of focus, and I don't assume that's available, but I let people know if it is and it's appropriate, then that will be part of the session.
So you were talking to me earlier before we came on about this something called energy medicine, something you're learning right now. What is that?
It is the work of a woman named Donna Eden, who had so many significant health problems through her life till her late 30s that I can't even remember them all. She has a very well-received book called Energy Medicine that has a lot of great information that someone without any training can study and begin to work with. And I have been using pieces of this, and I've also watched some videos she has of workshops. And it's just natural for me to share what I've learned. Mm-hmm. So I've been incorporating pieces of this in my work.
You know, it's probably, it never ends. There's probably so much that we can all learn. It's a never-ending thing that we could possibly grab in. Because you just think, you know, every time I think, like we were talking earlier, every time I think I got the answer, boom. It's like, you don't have a TJ. You got a lot to learn yet. you're just scraping the tip of the iceberg. Also, you were going to be involved, and this is how I kind of got back with you, is Crossings coming up in November.
Yes.
And what are you going to do there?
Well, I will offer readings. I will offer my soul gift sketches, which I will also be doing
soul gift sketches.
July.
Now, what exactly is that again?
Those are so much fun to do. This only good news. It's a symbolic color pencil drawing mm-hmm. of gifts you were born with that would be helpful for you to pay more attention to right now. Because we can never show all your gifts in one place. The possibilities are quite phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So this is a sketch that I do, you know, using my intuitive guidance. I don't have discussion with the person ahead. The person does not need to be anywhere near me. I could just have their name and do this. But usually people like to be there and kind of relax while I do it. And then first I get their response to the drawing, and then I open to a reading coming through that.
And so you are picking up on things that exist within them and just bringing it forward. And this is something that they get to take with them, I'm guessing, right?
Yes.
And so they can. It helps them focus on it if it's around it.
It gives them a nonverbal reflection.
Very well said.
Thank you. of these aspects of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And often suggestions will come through of how they can work with this for even a deeper understanding. Sometimes that they might add their own artwork around it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they might meditate on it. It really varies. But it's I see it as a beginning of their developing a deeper understanding of this. And we're a very verbal culture, but there's a lot of nonverbal understanding, and it helps to have other ways of experiencing information.
And sometimes, really, you can't always describe. You know, as I start to delve deeper into this, and I understand what I think is universal love, mm-hmm. I don't know if I can put it into words.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes, like something like this, yeah, that's kind of what I saw or what I'm feeling, you know?
Yep.
And all right, so we're going to, if we have time now, and if you don't mind doing this, unless there's something somewhere else you want to go.
You are the focus of my day, so.
We were going to channel the earth energy. Now, many, you know, I believe something is going on. Something is changing. I don't know exactly what it is, but I do believe we are going through some kind of change. And many predicted like doom and gloom for 2012. I don't know if that's going to be the case. But I do believe there is a shift going on. There is a change of energies going on. We are seeing greater disasters, things happening on the planet at a bigger scale. And some people say the earth is cleansing itself, getting ready for a great shift. And we people are going through this great shift. And maybe we're feeling more intense. Or maybe you wake up one day and you realize whatever you're doing no longer serves you. And how did you just come to that conclusion now? And so these are feelings I've had as well, on edge more. And so I thought it'd be kind of neat, since you can channel just about into anything, right? If you could pick up on some of that, if you don't mind sharing that, Rosalyn.
I'm really honored to do so. My intention is that this be the most helpful, clearest information for you, as well as all those who tune into this interview.
Okay. Are you ready to...
So I will take a few moments of silence where I internally prepare, and then I'll let you know that we're ready to go.
Would you like me to fill that silence with my yapping? Would you want?
For me, it can be silence.
Okay.
It won't be long.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. We are ready and available.
Okay. Am I to ask a question at this time?
Yes, you may begin. Please let us know what your desires, what your questions are, what you feel is important for your listeners.
Well, we've talked about it on my program before, about Earth changes. Some people feel it could be the end of civilization. Some feel there could be great devastation. Some feel it is like a spiritual change. Could you define, first of all, if there is a physical change going on?
Well, we must adhere to the experience that you are having. Mm. And certainly, it is quite clear that changes are happening. There are always a certain amount of changes.
Mm-hmm.
Are there more now? Absolutely. Mm. There are more changes on every level. This level of change is getting the biggest headlines.
Mm. And what are we experiencing? What is this change about?
Growth and evolution.
Mm. And it's not just, it's more of a spiritual connection, right?
There is nothing that is not a spiritual connection. And yes, absolutely, it is. And there are many more ways and qualities and aspects of change than this that you see in the earth. Mm. However, this physical aspect of earth change, it certainly does grab your attention.
Mm. And what is to become of this planet? Is this going to be a place in our physical bodies that would be habitable?
Yes.
So we are not going to see the end of all things?
No.
Is there also going to be a spiritual shift of consciousness where we may be able to leave this planet?
It is not as much a leaving as a growing.
Mm-hmm.
And a growing into a state that requires another form of habitation. A higher form of this realm is how many would describe it in your terms.
Will there be many lives that will be lost in the next coming years, next few coming years?
We must always interpret for our experience is that lives are never lost.
But as far as physical...
They are changing frequency.
As far as physical... I'm sorry.
Yes, we understand. We've just developed this a tiny bit further. So this change of frequency that you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
how much of that there is, mm-hmm. that is up to all of you as a group.
No kidding. Yes, it always is, isn't it? So the Mayan prophecies and these ancient indigenous prophecies, are they connected to any of this in any way?
Absolutely. There is a knowing of cycles, and also a willingness to move through change and to adjust frequency. And that willingness being just as there is a willingness to learn to walk and to grow.
If we want to move forward in this in the best possible way, with our highest way, what is it that we can do?
Allow.
Allow.
And for many, that will bring a desire or requirement to meditate.
Mm-hmm.
Requirement in the sense of you're required to eat, mm-hmm. and you feel drawn to it, and that is what feels right. And it will feel more and more right for some, not all others.
Mm-hmm.
The more you move along the path of, as some call, least resistance, the more you move along into what is authentic for you, what truly matches your energy, your being, your real desires, not surface desires of, oh, if I buy this and I spend that and that kind of thing. Not that you cannot have beautiful reflections in physicality,
mm-hmm.
but you require so much less of that than you think you do.
Mm-hmm.
The more you move into towards your states of grace, the more it facilitates an ease in earth shifts, and the less you pollute your thinking with negativity and negativity about this planet and its possibilities, then the smoother such change will go.
So we're not seeing the earth rebelling against us. I hear a lot of people say, we haven't treated the earth well, and it's rebelling.
We have not, as speaking for humans, have not treated ourselves well at the deep level.
Mm.
And if we could put this as selves, as the cells of the body selves,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
there is great awareness there. There has not been a looking at a deeper level of truth and matching to create the ability that humanity can, which is a much greater reflection of what you would call the heavenly realm.
Was there a time on this planet, in this existence, when we were more aware of that?
Yes.
How long ago would that have been?
Very long. Prehistory, the very early times, a time of great innocence. And yet, a shift came, and another kind of growth came with that. And it all serves.
Mm-hmm.
It all can be, it all is useful and can become even more so as each one makes the choice to look within for their barometer and what they, on a deep soul level, have chosen to do. And in alignment with that and think good thoughts about this environment so that it becomes more pleasantly habitable for you.
Mm.
And it will be more so for all around you. And we refer to other species. It is not that all species are meant to remain for all time,
mm-hmm.
but that there be a wealth of diversity and creativity in the creations that live here. And so some will bloom and others will go dormant. And yet they all serve. So bring your love and bring your joy to what exists on this planet and see what really feels good. Because, you know, if you recycle with judgment and disapproval of those who don't, or how little good you think this may do, or how bad you were that you didn't do this before, you are not helping as you could. You are just doing the outer form, but you are polluting with your thoughts.
And that's probably more powerful than anything, right?
It truly is. Where you take those kind of steps, where you say, oh, it feels so good to know that this is being recycled. How wonderful that humans are understanding this more and more now. Look at the wealth of understanding. When that understanding connects with love, there is no limit to the change that is possible. And we mean this quite concretely. There is no limit.
Now, when I hear you say we, are you a group of entities that I'm talking to?
There is always a mix. We come forth at upon your request as the earth energies. Mm. We include aspects of the overall Pachamama as well as your solar system, as well as individual energies of the earth, combined with human awareness.
So you don't have a, like a name like Bill or Steve?
Well, you are welcome to name us. Perhaps Triple E.
And what state of consciousness would you describe yourself as being in? I mean,
love.
So it's love.
It is great love. It is love in the material form, greatly connected to what you call spiritual form. It's truly all one.
And is there like great, because I can't describe love. I don't know how to describe it. And to me, it's just this joy that just goes right through you.
We love you. And we speak now a little more distance from the human aspect. Mm-hmm. We love you, the humans. Mm. We love you with a love so great that we will respond to your thoughts and desires, your true thoughts and desires, to where you vibrate. So when you vibrate into the lack consciousness of our well-being, we will reflect that.
Mm. It's kind of like whatever you, the law of attraction, almost something like that.
There is no getting around this law.
Well, I appreciate that you did this, Rosalyn. We're just about out of time, and that was really interesting. And maybe it gives people a little bit of what's going on, and everybody's got a little different take on that. And this is what I think Rosalyn can offer you as far as maybe tapping into some of these things that, and I really believe this true in my heart, Rosalyn, that it comes from love. It has to. It has to come from love. And anything else that we don't see, you know, that isn't love, maybe it's just stepped away from that.
We often grow up with ideas of personal love that when we try to translate it to these terms, it gets confusing.
Hmm.
If you ask to be shown what the big love, what the universe's love for you is like, then in some way or another, you will have more of your own experience of that.
Mm. That is awesome. That gives us a tool. Well, thank you very much, Rosalyn, for being a part of this. Are you back now in yourself now?
Well, you kept calling me back. I usually have a few moments of silence there to transition.
Sorry.
That's all right. I'm pretty flexible, so that's fine. And they said, "Come on, you need to answer him now." when you first made a space for this to happen, and there was a few moments of silence, I immediately feel the energies, but I like to give myself a little time to feel that I've made the shift fully.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt such love bursting out and such excitement. They love to be asked.
Really?
To share. Absolutely.
We are going to have to do a show, if you don't mind.
And I would. I'm up for it, yeah.
About these types of things, because I think there's a lot of people, like we've said before, with major concerns. And some people are feeding into it. And maybe others are really trying to help and offer some possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think would be just, I mean, that's what you do. So people can see it firsthand. Wow, that was pretty impressive. She actually does that. Yep, she sure does. And so are you aware of what you said, or is it just kind of a blur?
I am aware. Things that apply less to me, I am less likely to remember past right afterwards.
Mm.
Things that apply more to me may stay for a long time because, as I said, I do learn
mm-hmm.
from questions that other people ask.
Well, it's just awesome. I really enjoyed this conversation.
Really
got a lot out of it. And put a little bit of the 2012 fear in the back of my mind to rest.
Well, that's good. we don't need more fear here.
To be honest with you, I haven't thought much about it, but then you see these things going on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, wow, you know, maybe what some of these people and the ancient indigenous peoples have said, that it could be kind of an end time. But not, I knew it was a beginning time as well.
Mm-hmm.
And And I knew that there may be some things that happening on the planet that, you know, granted we all go on in spirit, but physically, you know, there might be a big boulder coming down on my head. And mm-hmm. I have to, if I know that, I might move my head, you know? And so whatever happens is ultimately going to happen, right?
I think the more we can tune into our own guidance, we know where we're drawn to be when.
And so we will avoid some of these things you're saying.
I think in terms of, well, here's my very personal point of view. In terms of injury and hardship, yes. In terms of time to transition out of your human form, I think that is not destiny, but a very deep soul-level decision.
Mm-hmm.
And the soul is not in error.
No, and it's not like we view it as, he died. And it's more like, he didn't die. He just, this is his plan at this time. He felt, or he or she felt, that they needed to go this direction. Or they might even, I kind of believe we plan things out too before we come here. So it might have been, well, this is what I wanted. I wanted to get hit by that train because I said to myself, I wonder what that feels like. You know, some of it's that too, right?
You know, I really think it's hardest for the people who are still alive.
Hmm. Right.
To deal with the passing of somebody. But I have never heard of someone passing on. And, you know, my experience is channeling and my awareness of other people channeling those who've passed on. They never go, oh, my God, it's awful here, and don't ever die. You know,
right. Right.
You're probably going to pass on.
Right.
And I always hear how wonderful it is. And that's not to to downplay the suffering that people experience around someone's passing, but for ultimately, my view is it's more sorrow for ourselves if we feel that the person did not get to live their potential and that they missed out. I can understand that point of view. But the universe is so much bigger than that.
Right. And we just don't know what they had in store this time around. Maybe that's all they wanted.
We can't know a whole lot from human perspective. We have a very small view into totality.
Mm.
And I guess that's what keeps me sane and balanced,
mm-hmm.
is that I cannot know. I'm not in the experience. I'm not in the other
right.
shoes. As long I just to bring my best self forward, and is there some way I can assist?
Well said, and on that note, we have to pretty much wrap it up. IntuitiveLearningCreations.com, July 16th and 17th, the fair that's going to be in Marquette. Where's that at?
That will be Picnic Rocks, the Shirus Park area.
Okay. And then Landmark in November, she'll be out there with a whole bunch of other folks, lots of interesting people with lots of different ideas and things to say and so much to learn. So
I will be also sharing a presentation at Crossings called Ensoulment, Bringing Heaven to Earth.
Hmm.
And we will be discussing more about the vibratory universe, lives, past lives, and life between lives.
Interesting.
And bringing more of your soul into this life.
You know, I want to talk about that.
I knew you would.
The life between life, I think, would be a fascinating conversation.
Yeah.
And
we could combine some channeling with that and really learn a lot.
So that's maybe our next show down the road. And if you don't mind, maybe in a couple months.
That sounds wonderful. I would love to.
Good. Rosalind, it's so nice to reconnect, and I knew I had to do it because what you have to say really hits home with me a lot, so, and I'm sure some other people. Something, I'm sure part of this is for me. It's my show. Hey, I'm getting something out of it, you know? We do things not in a selfish way, but, you know, that's one of the reasons I do this show, is I gain a lot from the people that are on it.
Well, I love your questions and your enthusiasm, and I always learn, too, so... Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ross.
music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.
I got to believe a lot of people are getting frightened with all the things that are going on the planet. You're seeing some pretty devastating changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's just part of what has to come, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm for sure a lot, even my wife, who's not always open to this stuff, she goes, boy, there sure seems to be a change going on the planet. I've only been talking about it forever. But it's good that she comes to it on her own. It's good that she comes to it on her own. And I go, yeah, sure does, honey. Sure seems that way. You know, I finally learned. It took me a long time. You got to let them get it on their own.
Then the thing is, it's not totally on their own either, because your energy affects her energy.
Absolutely. And vice versa.
More than anything you could say.
Absolutely. Vice versa, too.
She can't help it.
Right.
She can't help but move more in that direction with you around.
Absolutely.